Hey, this is Joe from Dead, and you're listening to my man Meatball on the rock station T95.
Joe from the band Dead on the line with me. First things first, man, how are you guys doing?
Doing as good as we can, you know. all separated right now. None of us are sick or our families so far, so everything's been good in that sense. But, doing as good as we can.
Hey, you guys are all in your own respective homes. Are you guys all in kind of the Phoenix area, or are you kind of spread out right now?
Yeah, we're all the guys are at home. I'm up in New York. I've been living in Albany, so
okay.
I'm across the United States right now from them. But you know, with technology, we're all in touch all day, every day. So
good deal, all day, yeah. Every day. I like that. obviously, you know, this coronavirus thing is kind of crazy, and I. This is such a weird thing for me because apparently you and I have an odd connection with disasters, because this is going on right now. The last time I talked to you, we were literally running out of a media tent from a tornado warning at Rocklahoma.
I remember that. Yes. I knew where you were going when you said that. That's hilarious.
and I do remember too, the night before, you guys were out in the campgrounds with us, and you actually came through our campgrounds. You guys were looking to hang out or something, but I didn't recognize you without the contacts in.
Okay, right.
At the time, and you guys were like, yeah, we just want to hang out and talk to people. And you're like, oh, I'm in a band. It's called Dead. And I was like, oh, I have an interview with you tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we got there early. I think, you know, that's the way that the routing worked out for us. And we wanted to go see, I think, who was playing the night before? I think, like, Slaughter was playing. And
yeah.
I don't know, whoever it was, Def Leppard or something. So, yeah, we got there early, played football with a bunch of people,
yep.
And that was a good time, man. Rocklahoma's a killer time.
Yeah, it's kind of up in the air whether it's going to happen this year, but yeah, I remember, you know, first meeting you guys in the campgrounds, and then obviously doing that shorter than expected interview.
Right, man, that was what a crazy thing, man. And like, I remember we got out of there, and you know, that was such a crazy thing. I remember saying like, I'm gonna go hide on Corey Taylor's bus because I just don't feel like he's going to die from a tornado. So I just felt like that would be the safest place. I don't know why I had that feeling. So I tried to find it too, and I couldn't find it. So
I mean, I have to agree. That would probably be one of the safer places to go.
I don't know why. I just don't feel like he would be taken out by a tornado. So I was like, I'm going to be there. That's not safe. But anyway.
It was also very apparent the people that were there from other states and people who were there from the region, because anyone from, like, not in the Tornado Alley area was looking for shelter, and the rest of us were all standing outside trying to find the storm.
Sure. And you know what? I was one of those people, because I'm from Phoenix, man. I don't deal with tornadoes. I mean, I see them now on tours. I guess I've dealt with them a handful. But
right.
I was asking people, what are you supposed to do? And they're like, go lay in that ditch over there. Or, like, go. There's really nothing to do is really what the answer was. And I was like,
right.
All right, man. You know, I guess I'm finding it out, getting, you know, becoming a well-versed traveler. So.
Well, at the time, you know, when we talked before, you know, Misanthrope had just come out, and God, it was just actually when we were talking, it hadn't come out yet, so I hadn't heard the whole record yet. It was
right.
An absolute ass beater of an album, and I loved it front to back,
yeah.
Man. And then, you know, you guys did some touring, and then, you know, things kind of faded off. And I was actually thinking a few weeks ago, you know, wonder what happened to Dead. I haven't heard from them in a while. And then, boom, this micro EP comes out, and you have a giant beard.
Right. Yes, that's what I did. We waited the whole time. I had to have the beard before we could do any new music. So we all waited a year and a half for me to grow my beard, and then we went. No, yeah, man. No, we were touring, and honestly, we were in the studio. We started recording it a year and a half ago at this point. So we
wow.
started recording it, and we were with Kevin Churko out in Las Vegas at the Hideout Studios, and he was also simultaneously working on In This Moment's album and then Five Finger Death Punch's album. So we were kind
wow.
of in between all of that stuff, working in between those bands, and he was just such a busy guy. And so we'd go out on tour when he'd be recording somebody else, and then we'd come back, and then we'd go back out on tour, and we just wanted to, you know, stay busy. We're just, you know, we're road dogs. And, so we stayed busy the whole time touring, but then also recorded the album. And then, you know, you have to do the whole album setup and everything. So,
right.
You know, we had to work on artwork and blah, 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 all that stuff. And so now it's finally here. And, You know, we do have a full album ready to go as well, but now we're kind of, we're going to maybe hold off for a minute and just see how long all this stuff's going to take. But we're so stoked that we got to put out a couple of new songs at least for everybody to jam while they're home, hopefully, you know, working out or whatever they're doing, partying. I mean, you know, whatever.
Right, right. Well, I can tell you, like, you know, I do a little bit of working out at home. I have a very small apartment, but I can still do a little bit of stuff there.
Yeah.
But the day those tracks came out, they instantly went into my workout regimen, into the playlist. Cause I mean, those things have got some tempo on them, man.
That's killer, man. Thank you. Thank you, bro. Yeah. Like, you know, we're super amped on them. We played them live. We did a tour overseas with Wage War. And it was killer. We played them live for the first time. It was such a great reaction from people. And so, you know, we were so excited. We're supposed to be out with In This Moment with Black Hope Brides right now, doing a full U.S. tour, and obviously everything's shut down. But you know, we're so stoked to play the new songs live. And now that everybody's heard them and knows them, it's like that's the best vibe.
Yeah, let's back up just a second. You mentioned Kevin Churko a little bit ago. That guy is quickly becoming kind of a legend in the metal industry, working with. You know, you mentioned In This Moment and Five Finger Death Punch. He's also worked with Rob Zombie, Hell Yeah, Papa Roach, Skillet. And then he did Oops, I Did It Again with Britney Spears. I think that was his first record.
He did. He worked on that. Yeah, Shania Twain as well. He worked on.
Yeah, that's right.
But he also did Disturbed with The Sound of Silence, that cover.
Yep.
A couple Ozzy albums or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, definitely some Ozzy stuff too. So yeah, he's worked with everybody, man.
So when that name came up and he was like, you know, Kevin Churko wants to work on your record, or that name even came into the fold, like, I'm not gonna lie, if that happened to me, I think I'd freak out, because that name is, you know, top of mind for me as far as album production right now.
Sure. Yeah, man. You know, like that was the case. Once we kind of got like word that he was interested in having us out, we went out to Vegas. And you know, there's always that feeling of like, yes, he's a very talented guy, he's done a lot of great stuff, but do we connect? You know, can we make something great together?
Yeah.
And he had the same feeling, right? He liked the band, but he also wanted to see how we were. So we all went out and we vibed for a few days and made, actually, Iceland Shut was the first song we made, which was the second song on the two-song micro EP. And, you know, and after we did that, we're like, yeah, this is the place we want to go. You know, we were so amped on the song and so amped on his vibe. You know, he's super laid back, but super knowledgeable. And, you know, I just feel like he just has an aura about him, and he's just knows what he's doing. And obviously his track record is insane. So, you know, we really vibed, and he really wanted us to be ourselves and really wanted us to, you know, maintain our dead sound. But then also, you know, I think brought a lot of musicality and music theory and things that we don't usually dive into as much. We're a little more on the, I guess, the noisy punk rock metal side, and he's a little more on the, okay, here, this is how music sounds.
Right.
and so I think the combination together is what makes a beautiful thing. So, and then, you know, and so, you know, we made some great music with him, and we're very happy with him.
First two tracks, Mannequin Idol and Eyes Sewn Shut. Mm-hmm. Very impactful when you first hear them, obviously. And then when you really dig into the lyrics, you know, there's a lot to unpack there. What would you say one of the most important things about those songs is when listeners first experience them?
Well, I guess, and I didn't plan on that, on the lyrical content being similar, I guess, for those two songs, but they kind of have the same kind of theme behind them, as far as just, you know, and it's something that I've definitely touched on before. I would say Anti-Everything, from the other album was definitely about being an individual and thinking for yourself. And that's what that whole song was about. And these songs definitely wave that flag. You know, and, Mannequin Idol is definitely, you know, kind of a song about false gods and questioning what you believe in. And I don't mean that necessarily religiously. I mean that whatever you support, whatever you consume,
right.
What are you consuming? What are you supporting? What, you know, this is your life. This is your time to do what you want to do here on earth. And, it's just really about, you know, hopefully just, you know, we get so stuck in life, we get stuck in everything, and we're just kind of on autopilot a lot of times.
Yeah.
It happens to me too. And, so it's really about just being conscious and cognitive and looking inside yourself and truly understanding what you're about and what you want to be about, and then exuding that.
You take that kind of message, especially with what we're going through, you know, right now with the coronavirus, like, it's a good time to really focus on that kind of thing and really kind of get it in your head, you know, what do I look up to? What do I kind of focus on and stuff? I mean, I feel like the music's more relevant now than it ever would be.
Well, that's killer, man. Yeah, I agree. That's what it's done to me, you know, to have kind of everything taken off your plate and you're just kind of can't really do anything. You have to stop and think. I mean, that's all you can really do.
Yeah.
That's all we can do right now. And so, you know, it's, what are you going to do with this time? You know, are you going to be depressed about it? Are you going to be, you know, you got to make the most of it, just like anything in life, and take some time to stop and maybe call your parents more, maybe call your friends more, whatever it is, and get in touch with people and connect the best you can now. And now that it's taken away, it's like, we want it again. We want to be connected with people. You know what I mean? But before we took it for granted, we're like, oh, I'll text him. I'll, you know, whatever. I'll send whatever. But now it's like, oh, we yearn for that connection because we can't have it. And that's such an interesting thing that we do as humans.
I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I didn't think I had that big of a social life, but now that I can't have one, I'm bored out of my mind. Like, I did not realize how many times during the week, like, I'm going out to restaurants or I'm meeting friends and stuff like that. Now it's just, oh, it's grinding on me, man.
Right, right. And it is. And there's, it's true. Man. It's crazy. So, I'm trying to get the most out of it. So I want to say I'm enjoying it in a certain way. And there's just, you know, there's days where you're like, God, come on.
Just get it over with, man.
Let me go to the movies or do something, you know? Yeah, but.
Well, in addition to the micro EP out with Dead, you're also on a track on In This Moment's new record, Mother. The track is Hunting Grounds with Maria Brink. I find it funny, given your relationship, that you're both screaming at each other, one of us is going down. For the chorus.
Yeah, man. That turned out, again, you know, we were in the studio around this at the same time, and so it just kind of came together organically, and it was really cool. And their new album is incredible. I listened to the whole thing.
Oh yeah, I've listened to the whole thing front to back. I don't know, probably 7 or 8 times now.
Yeah, I'm so proud. I love them, and that song turned out so killer. It's such a cool kind of theatrical, dramatic, in depth, you know, kind of like two wolves facing off in the woods was kind of our thought behind it, or at least mine. And I'm so proud of that song. I'm honored to, you know, be on a track with them and with Maria. So it's amazing, man.
And that's, I mean, you mention it, you know, if there's one thing that Maria definitely does well, it's the big theatrical presentation kind of thing. I mean, it's kind of what they're known for now.
Absolutely, man. She's a visionary beyond, you know, things that I've seen other, you know, she's brilliant.
Yeah. So, well, with everything going on, you know, obviously you guys aren't out on the road like we had hoped you were going to be. And I'm sure you hoped you were going to be with Black Veil Brides and In This Moment. But are there things that you guys are doing, offering up on socials, maybe, AMAs, live performances, Q&As, anything like that?
Yeah. And I'm doing the best we can for right now. And again, I'm across the United States from the guys and can't really travel right now. So I'm actually, you know, out here with, I got some guitars out here and I'm actually trying to just figure out playing the songs myself. I'm working on it. We don't have anything set up yet. Usually it's David and I playing it. So, I'm trying to figure that out. And I started working on the past couple of days. So hopefully soon, we're trying to do what we can the best way without being contrived about it. So we're trying to, you know, come up with cool ideas, but not trying to force anything. But we have a lot of stuff we worked on before this. We got a music video and different things coming up. And so we're gonna do our best to get things ready. I know I'm definitely gonna be working on, you know, playing maybe some acoustic covers, you know, whatever it would be. I don't know, you know, some cool '90s jams or something.
Yeah.
But again, just kind of working on all of it. But then, you know, we have a lot of stuff that we're working on that we were in the midst of with the album and all that kind of stuff. So taking a step back, but then also working on things and trying to be creative and also trying to stay sane, within, you know, what we're doing. And, you know, like you were saying, like I got a home gym set up now. I used to go to the gym every day, but now I got it set up in the basement out here. So I've been working out every day and trying to meditate and stretch and really, like, I got like a back posture corrector. Like, I'm just trying to just be like super like strong when I come out of this thing. Like,
is that one of those the little flip tables where like you lay on it and it flips you upside down?
No.
Okay.
It's just a stress, like just with those straps they have on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
You know, just a good, just for when you're working out, it's good for posture and stuff. And yeah, I just want to come out of this thing just like, you know, looking like a giant bear.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, you got the beard going on now too. Like people exactly. that maybe haven't seen like the cover and your promo photos and stuff, but maybe did see you on the Misanthrope tour. Like you're going to come out of this thing with this big burly beard and giant muscles. And we're like, oh my God, what the hell, Joe?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you gotta reinvent yourself every once in a while, you know. So, you know, that's what I'm doing right now. We'll see. We'll see what's next. But yeah, enjoying it for right now.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we obviously look forward to anything you guys are going to put out there for us. You know, we're all hungry for some new Dead. It's been 3 years since Misanthrope, so the new micro EP is going to be fantastic. You know, to live for that for a while, and then hopefully when this thing's over, we'll get that sophomore album. We'll get to see you guys on tour, and yeah, if anyone listening to this would like to see the two tracks, the visualizer videos, they are on our website, t95.com, as well as this full interview with Joe from the band Dead, man. Thank you for your time, man, and I hope you're
doing
well.
Bro. Likewise, brother. Yeah, keep it safe. Everybody stay home. Everybody do your part, and take care of yourselves.
Wash your hands, and hopefully next time we talk, it won't be under some kind of like disaster situation again.
Yes, seriously. Hopefully it's just like the most perfect day ever. Maybe it'll be Christmas or something. It'll be like beautiful out.
I'll pick
we
a day.
Ruin Christmas.
Yeah, I'll pick a day when it's like, you know, perfectly snow falling outside, be like, this is a good day to call Joe.
There you go. Yeah. We'll just go sit in our robes with our coffee.
Yes.
Talk about how beautiful things are.
I'm down with it, man. Let's set that up for next time.
Kill it.
Joe, be well, my friend.
Thank you. You too, brother.
The Rock of Wichita. 95.